The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Siman Lamed Vav Hilchas Melicha. This siman deals with the halachas of salting meat. In order to appreciate the siman, I'd like to give you a little background about the concepts behind the siman. We know that there is an isser, there's a prohibition of eating the blood of an animal or a bird. And in order to remove that blood, we salt the meat in order that it should take out that blood. Now, the prohibition of eating blood, the Isser Kares, the most severe prohibition, is the blood, the first spurt of blood that comes out when an animal is slaughtered. The blood that comes out later, or from different other limbs of its body, or say if it pools anywhere inside the body, that blood is also a Torah prohibition, but it's not punishable by Kares. So now, according to this, if a person would want to eat a piece of raw meat, and all they need to do is they need to take that piece of meat and they have to wash it off and make sure there's no blood on the outside, and it's permitted to eat the piece of meat, because as long as the blood is absorbed inside and hasn't come out or moved around at all, then it's not going to be a problem. The problem is that if one cooks it or one soaks it in water for more than 24 hours, which is like cooking, then what happens is that causes the blood to come out. And then the heat of the fire also causes it to get reabsorbed. So basically what you have is blood that came out after the animal was slaughtered, and then it was reabsorbed. So that is the reason why we salt the meat. Because by salting the meat, what we're going to do is we're going to remove all the blood that would possibly come out during the cooking process. So therefore, we'll be able to cook it. We don't have to be concerned the blood's going to come out and get reabsorbed, and it's going to prohibit the piece of meat. Now, there is a discussion in the Paiskim whether or not this blood that comes out after the animal was already slaughtered and then gets reabsorbed, is that a Torah prohibition or a rabbinic prohibition? And that could make some differences when there's different questions, different doubts, let's say, and they're not sure if the meat was salted properly or something like that. That could make a difference. But whatever it is, the point is that it's definitely prohibited, it's definitely a problem, and that's the reason for salting the meat. Now, what we're going to learn here in the Kitzer, that the salting process has really three steps, and the reason for those three steps has a lot to do with what we just explained. Before we can salt the meat, now we have to remember that salt is has a very strong ability to draw things out and also to make things absorbed. In halacha, in the laws of keeping meat and dairy separate, we find that something very salty has ability to absorb things or to bring out a flavor very similar to fire could. So therefore, there's something always to be concerned with, that when we use salt to bring out the blood, we have to make sure that the salt also doesn't bring the blood back inside. Because once it brings it back inside, then that blood already became prohibited, and then it's already back inside, and that could be a problem. So because of that, before we do any salting, we're going to want to make sure that the surface of the meat is all clean. So we're going to wash it off. Well, normally it's supposed to be soaked for a certain amount of time. We're going to see inside the kitzer. Then it's salted, and the salting again draws out the blood. And we have to be careful that the blood shouldn't go back inside. And we're going to learn that it's supposed to be done over a board with holes in it, or at least on a slant. That way the blood doesn't collect with the salt in it, because otherwise it would go back inside and create a new issue. And then after the salting process is done for a certain amount of time, then we rinse it and wash it again to remove that salt, and then the meat is permitted to eat, not only to eat, but to cook as well, and we're not concerned about any residual blood. Now, before we begin learning the Kitzer inside, I'd like to share with you that from the Sefer HaChinuch, he discusses some of the ideas behind the mitzvah, some of the lessons we can learn from the mitzvah. And one of the things he says about the prohibition of eating blood is that we know that blood is the source of life. And therefore, if we're going to eat the blood of an animal, then it shows a certain cruelness and a certain lack of respect and a very base way of acting that was like eating it alive, so to speak. So the idea is that we drain the blood, which is the real life of the animal, and that we don't eat. We only eat the meat, the things that are not as much a part of it, and therefore it's not like, you know, it's not like cannibalism. It's not like we're eating another living creature, because the main part of the living creature, the blood, the source of life, that we're not eating. And again, the whole idea is that our actions, the way we act, our midos, we should act in a compassionate and refined way, not in a very, barbaric way of just, you know, eating other creatures. Now, the kitzur right away in Sif Aleph is going to begin with the practical procedure of salting. Now, actually, we're going to see it's actually soaking and salting, because, as I mentioned, we can't just salt meat, because if we're going to salt it when it's dirty, then we're going to make it absorb the blood that's on the surface, but it's going to start with soaking. Now, it's important to mention that until not so long ago, when you would go to a kosher butcher, you would get meat that was slaughtered, but wasn't salted. And people would salt the meat in their own homes. Today, for the most part, butchers, the meat comes already salted, so therefore we don't really have to deal with that as much. But it is important to realize that there are these halachas, and sometimes, let's say, a person is in a situation that there is a shaychet, let's say, and they slaughter meat for them, that meat that's slaughtered is not automatically kosher. It needs to be salted properly, and if it, by mistake, gets cooked before it's salted, then it creates a lot of issues, because the meat becomes prohibited, because during the cooking, the blood again comes out and goes back in. Not only that, but the pots also become a problem, because the pots will also have absorbed the blood, which is not permitted. Now let's begin with Kitzur Sif Aleph. Kaidim Shemalchan is Abasar, before we could salt the meat, Tzrichim Lohadir HaYisa Yafa Yafa B'mayim, it needs to be washed with water. Now there's a discussion, if they don't have regular fresh water, can they use salt water? Now the problem is that, as we mentioned, salt absorbs, causes absorption. So therefore, if we're going to put in salt, then it's going to absorb the blood. So this is a big discussion. They say definitely not let us soak it in. The soaking, it can't be done in salt water or seawater. Perhaps if there's no other choice, maybe it could just be washed. But again, this is a question that's not so simple. But it does bring out an interesting point as far as these halachas. Now, so the point is it's supposed to be rinsed in regular fresh water. And the purpose of the rinsing is, again, to remove any surface blood, any clumps. Sharon Isay B'mayim L'Arachatzi Shah. In addition to that, it's also supposed to be soaked for a half hour. And the reason for that is, again, to get off anything on the surface, but also to soften the meat in order that the salt will be able to draw out everything as much as possible. V'tzarech Shamayim Yichasu Kol HaBasar. And they have to be careful that the water covers all the meat. And sometimes in big plants, this is sort of an issue because the chickens will they'll float to the top and they won't be completely covered. B'makom sheyesh dam ben al basar. Now also, so this is we rinse it and we soak it for a half hour. Now also, if they see that there's a specific place, there's some actual clumps of blood. It has to be scrubbed off, because again, it has to be free of any clumps of blood. And also with birds, it's a common issue that the place where it was slaughtered is very bloody, so therefore it has to be cleaned off well. Also inside, where it was gutted, a lot of times there'll be clumps or pools of blood, and that has to be removed. Sometimes there'll be a bruise, let's say, and there'll be a clot. The clot also is not blood that's absorbed in the actual flesh, but it's sort of clumped together underneath the skin, so this also needs to be removed. So it needs to be cut out. It has to be removed before the soaking. Now, a new point is, in other words, what about the temperature of the water? So the water can't be too hot, because if it's too hot, the problem is that it's going to be like cooking. If it's going to be like cooking, then you're cooking the blood into the meat, which is a problem. So the water has to be not hot, but on the other hand, if it's too cold, then it's not going to be able to wash it well and to loosen up the meat, so therefore it should be like room temperature. However, what if it's very cold? So this is what the Kitzer explains now. Shemayim karm, if they're very cold, yanichem tchilu b'makom cham k'tas, you should put it in somewhere that's a little bit warm, l'havik tzinasam, to remove the chill, k'aydim shesharin aysa b'hen abasar, before they soak within the meat. Ki machmas hakarira shebamayim, because of the coldness of the water, yiskash abasar, mitzvah will become hard, and therefore it's going to make it, the salt's not going to be able to draw out the blood. Sif base. Im shachu v'nishre habasar b'mayim eis leis. Now what happens? They soak the meat, and they forgot about it. They left it there for 24 hours. Now we know that when something is soaked in something for 24 hours, halachically it's considered to be like cooking. So it's really like the meat was cooked within the blood. Habasar v'gama kli aser. So if there's not 60 times the amount of the meat to say that all the blood became nullified, then the meat itself and the vessel will become a problem, because what's going to happen is the blood is going to be drawn out because it's soaking and it's considered like cooking. It's going to be drawn out. Now there's not 60 times there, so it's not going to become nullified. So it's going to go back in, and it's going to go back in, and it's going to get absorbed. So we have this problem. We have blood that became prohibited getting reabsorbed. So the meat itself is going to be a problem. The gamma cleoster and the vessel as well, because the vessel also absorbed through the 24-hour period. And it's absorbed blood, which is prohibited. The kaved, now meat, now liver is a question. The kaved shenishra b'mayim eis leis. What about a liver that was soaked for 24 hours? Yasha shel chacham wants to consult a rabbinic authority. And the reason why it's a question is because there is an argument that kaved, a liver, which is so full of blood, it keeps on... the water keeps on drawing out the blood, so it doesn't have a chance to get drawn back in. Now, the basic concept that Chazal worked with is that the blood being drawn out or being reabsorbed doesn't happen at the same time. So therefore, if there's still blood inside and it keeps going out, then it's not reabsorbing. If that time passed, then it gets reabsorbed. So the argument with the liver is there's so much blood in the liver that even for 24 hours, the blood is just keeps on coming out of it, and it doesn't have a chance to get reabsorbed. Whereas when we're talking about regular piece of meat, so for a while the blood is coming out, then eventually there's no more blood, so then it starts getting reabsorbed back into to the meat. So that's why when it comes to liver, it's its own question. Siv Gimel. The Erev Shabbos Shalim Le'Panai. Now what if a person does not have enough time to do the full soaking of a half hour? Or some other reason that he's pressed for time. Again, the main reason for the soaking is in order to remove any surface blood, so therefore it will be enough to scrub the meat well on the outside. And should do it for a short amount of time to soak it. And as long as they keep soaking it and washing it, there's no more red, so obviously they got everything off the surface. Then it could be salted. So again, we usually try to wash off the meat well and remove any clumps, and soak it for a half hour. If there's not enough time, then in such a situation, one could just wash it off well and soak it for a short amount of time, as long as there's no redness in the water. Let us continue with Sif Dalet. If after the soaking, they cut a piece of meat, let's say, in half. So the issue over here is that, as we mentioned, the whole purpose of the soaking is to remove the surface blood, but there's plenty of blood still inside. Now, if you cut it, so you're exposing a new surface, so therefore it's not going to be good, the fact that you soaked it before. So therefore the Kitzer writes, so therefore we need to wash off the area that was cut, because of the blood that's on the surface. Sif Hei. Basar Shenikrash Machav Sakar. What about meat that became frozen because of the cold? I saw one of the Svarim talk about, you know, in back a number of years ago, when before the factories started doing all the salting themselves, and people would bring home the meat from the butcher store, that people put in the fridge, and let's say the fridge is set a little bit too high, and the meat would freeze. So what's the halacha with that? So he says, so the fact that it froze is not a problem, but you have to make sure that it defrosts before you consult it. Now, in order to speed up the thawing process, you might want to put it next to an oven, so you have to be careful about that. because the problem is, if you put it next to an oven, then it's going to be like it's cooking, because it's going to draw out the blood and go back inside. So that's not a good idea. He says, so what do you do if you're really pressed for time? So he says, one could soak it in lukewarm water, so it's not, yeah, it's a lettuce, it's not very hot that you can't really put your hand comfortably in there. So therefore, that would be okay. I believe other parts can say it also should be a klisheni or klishlishi, a second or third vessel, in order that, again, it shouldn't be considered like it's cooking. Sif vav. Hakliyam miyuchad l'shvias basar, ein l'shtamish by davar achar shel ma'ichal. It says the tub or whatever you use to soak it, for the soaking process, you shouldn't use it for other foods. And the reason is, because since you're always soaking in it blood, and therefore blood is not permitted, so therefore it's not a good idea to use it for other things, because that blood is not kosher. Zayin, la'achar shenishra basar. Okay, so after the soaking process is finished, tzrichim lahatif mimenu hamayim, then one should shake off, drip off the water, kadesh layimas hamelach min hamayim, because now it's ready to be salted. And if it's going to be a lot of water on it, then what's going to happen is the salt's going to dissolve. And we need the salt to stay whole in order to do its process of drawing out the blood. And it's not going to draw out the blood. So on the other hand, we also want to make sure that the meat doesn't become completely dry. Because again, it needs some moisture in order that the salt should stick to it and be able to draw it out. So it should be damp, but it shouldn't be overly wet. Now, Siv Ches discusses how the salt should be, because again, as we learned just before, the salt's supposed to be whole, and it's supposed to stay there with some moisture to draw out the blood. Hamelach l'yedak, it shouldn't be very thin. Ma'ayid kekamach, like flour or like table salt. The imkein nimas mi'ad alabasa, because what's going to happen? It's going to melt right away. Ve'enoy ma'itzidam. And it's not going to bring out the blood. V'gam l'yegasma'id, also it shouldn't be super large. Shamal yipo me alabasa, because again, it's not going to stick on well. Al yibenich in between. Today, you can see in the stores kosher salt, which is those large granules that's commonly used for this process. So again, it's larger granules than table salt, so it's not going to melt so fast. But it's small enough that it will get wet and it will stick there and it will seep inside. Kamay hamelach shenas al yidei bishul, like the salt that's made through cooking. I'd imagine he means maybe through like sea salt. Via yavish yispazer hetiv, and it should be dry. That the salt should be dry. That it should spread out well. There is a discussion about a person who can't have any sodium. So can they use other minerals? What about sugar? What about other things? There doesn't seem to be a good argument to say why sugar could be used. You know, salt we know has the ability to draw out. Other things we don't know. But what they do recommend is to broil the meat, because we mentioned that we can get the blood out through salting. Another way blood can be gotten out is through broiling, which is basically you do it over an open flame, so the heat draws out the blood, but because it's not in the pan, so it doesn't go back in. So we talk about, again, broiling, we don't mean in a broiling pan, because that's going to be a problem, because it's going to draw out the blood, and it's going to be sitting in it, and it's going to reabsorb it. But we mean that if it's on a spit, on a grill, where it just drips off and goes into the fire and doesn't stay in it. So that would be a possibility for someone that cannot have any salt. Siv Tess. Tzrichim lefazer hamelach al habaser b'chalat stadim. The salt should be sprinkled on all sides of the meat. Shle yishar shum malkim b'li melach, that it should be completely covered with salt. V'lechein oifes tzrichim Leftech ois and hetiv, they should be opened up well. Kadeshi yuchal lemolcham hetiv gam befnim, in order that the salt should be put well in the inside. Sif yud, habasar b'milchay tzarech lohaniach b'makam sheyuchal hadam lazayv menu hetiv. So this is getting to a very important halacha. I mentioned it briefly before, but we're really discussing it, and that is that, remember, when you have the salty mixture of blood and juice that's coming out of the piece of meat, that is very potent. And therefore, if the piece of meat is going to sit in that, then after it finishes letting out all the blood, it's going to start going back inside because of the salt. So therefore, we want that mixture to drip out and not come back. So therefore, we have to make sure that it can run off very easily in order that you're not going to have this issue. So that's what the kitzur is saying, that when we salt the meat, it should be put in a place that the blood could flow off of it very well. V'lochein lo yamides hasal im abasr al kabikarka. So one should not put this basket that has holes in it, that the blood is seeping through, on the ground, because what's going to happen is that it's just going to end up pooling underneath it. Ki lo yuchal hadam lozov heitiv, because it will not be able to flow out easily, the blood. Now, even after the time of salting has passed, one should still not put it in such a place, because again, there still could be some blood coming out, and that would create an issue. And if one does it on a board, it should be on a slant, so that it should run off well. There shouldn't be a hole, like a hole that it could gather the salty mixture. So if a person salts birds and you have the inside of the bird, so that could collect. Blood. So then, what one should do is one should prop it up in a way that the blood could flow out, because it's going to collect. That could be an issue. Now, what many people would have would be to have a kashering board, which would be a board with holes in it, because the board with holes in it, that would be a simple way. Sometimes say they'll do when people say for kaparas, when they slaughter a lot of birds. What they'll do is they'll use, let's say, something with like fishing chicken wire, that sort of like a netting type of material, and they'll put it on that, so that way it'll be able to drip off and it won't collect. Now, how long should the salt it's being salted for? So the kitzur in Sifyut Aleph says, Yehei abasar munach b'melchai shir shah. It should be for an hour. So again, a half hour for the soaking, an hour for the salting. It's enough 24 minutes. And that's based on the shir mil. Again, 18 minute amount of time. And then the longer amount would be 24 minutes. So that's basically the minimal shir is 24 minutes. Now, sifyud base. So now it was soaked and it was salted for an hour. What's the next step? Once it was left salting for the right amount of time, they should remove the salt. And it should be washed down three times in order to get off all the salt. She should be very a woman who's God fearing shouldn't just let a worker do it, but she herself should be on top of it. What happens is the helper in the old days where the kitzur was talking, so they didn't have running water, so the helper herself, the maid, she would have to bring the water from the well. So she doesn't want to use a lot of water, because then they'll use up the water, she'll have to get more. So what's going to happen? So sometimes the maid, that she has to bring the water herself to tam same. She'll only use a little bit. And one could come to the prohibition of blood, because again, if one doesn't get off all that salt, the mixture of salt and blood, then what's going to happen is that's going to go back inside, and that's going to create a problem. And again, one has to be careful not to put the meat inside a vessel with that water before it's washed down. Now, if one does do that, then basically, if there's only the mixture of the salt and the blood, and it pools on the bottom of this vessel, then it could be a problem, because it's going to get reabsorbed. If it's filled with water, then if there's 60 times the amount of that mixture, then it would be able to say it's nullified. Sefer Gemal Tzrichim Lizar Ba'ifas, one needs to be careful with birds, Lahasra Sarayish Kad Hashriya, that the head should be removed before the soaking. Vim Nimlach Ha'if Imarayish, if it was salted like that, Yasa Shehels Chacham, a rabbi should be consulted. Chayin Tzrichim Lizar Ba'isab Behema, and one needs to be careful with this with an animal. And again, the point is, because I guess that's an area where there's a lot of blood, so therefore it's questionable if one could possibly clean it properly, and therefore we might have this issue of reabsorbing the blood. Sif Yodalit. Basar shenim l'chadayin. Meat that's not been salted yet. Lo yanichuhu oise b'makim shelefa'om yesham melech. Well, it shouldn't be put in a place that it might be salt there. Because again, that salt may bring out the blood. And then we're going to have an issue because it'll get reabsorbed. V'yesh l'yachar kli l'basar l'chud. And one should have a specific vessel that they use, container they use for the unsalted meat. Shalei laniach, but kli zeh yirakos eperis ochiyetzib bay. They don't use it for other things, because again, we're dealing with a kashrus issue, because there is blood there. Tvarim shadakon lecha b'layadacha, things that would be eaten normally without washing. Because again, we find this halacha in other places, that if it's an item that is always going to be washed off, then we're not so concerned, because it's not hot, so it's not going to get absorbed the taste, it's just a question of the surface. But if you're going to put things in the container that there may be blood in, and those things are not going to be washed off, so then one might eat them. As is, kidam min abasur nidbak v'kli, because what's going to happen is, if you keep the meat in there, then blood from the meat will get stuck to the walls, and then when you're going to store other vegetables, min akli nidbak b'hem, and then it will get stuck to the vegetables, and it'll be an issue. So therefore, basically, the idea is to keep all these things separate, in order that the blood should not become mixed in with other things.